Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Paul Hamilton joins me here on the Wester Hotline. Paul, last night down at the arena, watched the Sabres, like many of you, lose 3-0 to the St. Louis Blues, and I'm still scratching my head over it and frustrated about it. And Paul, I have to be honest, I just told our listeners here, after the first goal, the shorthanded goal, I said, I am just going to turn on football, and I cannot watch this. I'm so frustrated. Overreaction? I mean, the numbers seem to indicate the Sabres just got maybe a bit unlucky, and I know Rasmus Dahlin talked about it. Or was this a game where they just did not play well enough and deserved what they got?
A little bit of both. I mean, Lindy Ruff pointed out is absolutely true. I mean, right before the shorthanded goal, Doan on the power play gets a pass. Quinn puts a nifty move on, gives him a great pass. He's right there in the crease. And a great glove save by Hoffer. Seconds later, Quinn turns the puck over. You don't get a big save from Lukanen. Not an easy save, but winning teams get that save. And that's 1-0. And it could have been 1-0. Who knows how the game changes if the power play goal goes in and it's 1-0 Buffalo instead of 1-0 St. Louis. So, you know, but through it all, I mean, the second goal, Lukanen will want back. There's no question. But at the end of the day, he only gave up 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot, you know.
Nope.
You still should be able to win a hockey game at home when you give up 2 goals. But Tage Thompson, 3 of his 5 goals came in that 2-game series with Toronto. He just is in a huge slump. Alex Tuch only has 5 goals, and it's making him do things that maybe he shouldn't do. Like, for example, on the penalty kill at the end of the game, he gets the puck, produces a 2-on-1. The 2 he's with is Matthias Samuelsson, and Justin Falk, a veteran defenseman, does what he's supposed to do. He takes the pass away. Goaltender has the shooter. The defenseman has the pass, so you don't get a layup. Well, Alex Tuch is a 36-goal scorer, and he comes down the slot and decides to force a pass to Samuelsson, who has 9 goals in 220-some-odd NHL games. And it's like the pass had no chance to be completed, none. And I would want a 36-goal scorer to shoot 100 times out of 100 there, you know, off the 2-on-1. But, that, you know, just things like that are going on. But, they, you know, when you are as injured as they are, you can't have your key guys in slumps. And, you know, you're without Norris and Benson from your top line. You're without Zucker and Kulik, who could fill in on your top line. I mean, so they have a lot of very key injuries. I that's why I said they were lucky to get a point against a very good Utah team with the people the Sabres had out. To me, they were lucky to get a point because that's a lot of injuries that are going to be hard for them to overcome. So, you know, fast forward now, look what's coming ahead. I mean, they went, that's only their second regulation loss in 11, and they basically are just keeping their heads above water with tiebreakers.
Yeah, I mean, they're on a pace for 82 points. I mean, right?
Yeah.
A point a game. It's not that's not nearly good enough, despite the fact that the rest of the East isn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, that. So to sit there and have two regulation losses in 11 games and to be just keeping your head above water is kind of crazy. I mean, you should be sprinting ahead by doing that, because you got away with your three-game losing streak to start the year, and now you play much better, but you're not getting anywhere. And here comes this four-game road trip against Carolina, who you normally do not play well in that rink at all. Colorado, that's not one of their favorite rinks. And Detroit.
Utah.
We saw what a good team they are.
Yep.
And then Detroit. They could wind up ending this with a six-game losing streak. You know, and now here we are again, if that happens. So their key guys have got to get this figured out, and they've got to get it figured out now, because they can't afford to go on the road and lose to three teams right off the bat after you lose your last two at home, because then you are going to be behind. Then you are going to be in last place in the conference, and then it's going to be catch-up mode for the rest of the year. So their key players have got to get this figured out, and they got to get it figured out now.
There was so much talk when the schedule came out, Paul. 10 of the first 14 games at home. Well, we're there now. It's 14 games. They've played 10 at home. Now they're going on the road. They did not do what they needed to do in those 10 home games out of 14. They have 5 total wins, 4 in regulation. They're 5-9. That's their record, 4 regulation wins. That said, as you just laid it out, tough games coming up on the road. You know how these things go with hockey teams. Is this the type of team that maybe getting away from home a little bit here could be a little bit better for them? I mean, we saw that last year in November, right around this same time when they went to San Jose and they come out and like, oh my God, they're in a playoff spot. But then everything went terrible after that, obviously. But that was a nice road trip for them.
No, but don't forget, 2 of those road losses were right in the beginning. I mean, in their last 8 home games are 5-1-2.
Yep.
So they got the home thing kind of straightened out a little bit and became a pretty good home team. So I would say once they got past that 3-game losing streak, they did take advantage of their home schedule until these last 2 games against Utah and against St. Louis. I guess I would push back a little bit on that, just because unfortunately it took them 3 games to get it going.
Sure.
You know, those 3 games were unacceptable. They were being outworked. They weren't playing well at all. And through it all, they still were in 1-goal games and easily could have maybe picked up points in all 3, even though they played poorly. But still, the fact remains, as they started the season on a 3-game losing streak and played poorly, at least they stopped it at 3, and it didn't turn into 7. It didn't turn into 10. It didn't turn into 13. And that's what I would say should worry a fan right now, is do they get players back on Saturday? Even if they get players back, they have trouble winning in Carolina anyway, because Carolina is such a good team, and it's just not a rink. Buffalo has never matched up well against them, and it's mm-hmm. not a rink they play well in. So I think that would be the worry right now. Is this the stretch where this is going to start getting away from this hockey team? And that's why they got to get their key guys, Dahlin, Tuck, and Thompson. They have to start playing up to their potential, and they have to start now. They can't go on this road trip and be 1-3 or 0-4.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, to your point, 5-3-2 at home overall. So you're getting, you get 12 points out of that, which is not bad at all. But oh, they have not won a road game yet, so this is their chance. They've only played four road games. They
they do have two.
0-2-2 right now. So we'll see. All right, let's talk about the injuries. Anything new to report from last night? Whether that's guys coming back or guys that we're concerned about going forward.
Well, with Zucker, it's just he's extremely ill. That's why, you know, he missed two games. But you would hope by now that maybe, you know, he's starting to feel better. With fluid in the ear, which is a different way of just saying inner ear infection, who knows how long that will take. Maybe Kulik would be ready on Saturday also. And don't forget, the IR is retroactive. So they, even though they didn't go on IR that day, it goes back to the last game they played. So they are eligible to come off IR on Saturday if they're feeling well. So that certainly would help to be able to get those two players back. Maybe would help Tuck and Thompson to get rolling too, as far, because Tuck has had more great opportunities than Thompson has. Tuck has been producing a lot of great opportunities, and he's just being stopped by goaltenders. Thompson just doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of scoring opportunities lately. You know, Ruff kind of wants him to shoot more. And you know what, Sal? I don't think it was fair what they did to any of them last night. They, without practicing, put Thompson on a line with Auslund and Roseanne. All that did for 40 minutes was have two young players go, "Where's Tage? Where's Tage? They were totally intimidated by Tage Thompson. Not that Tage Thompson was being a jerk, but they were intimidated by the presence of Tage Thompson. So instead of playing their game, they were looking for Tage Thompson all night long. "Where's Tage? Where's Tage? We got to pass the puck to Tage. Where is he?" And to me, it's just not fair. Why would you put the three of them together without even a practice together? You know, the first time they ever were together was on the lines in the beginning of the game in warm-up. And for 40 minutes, it was a colossal failure. And that was the next thing I was thinking is, why did you let this go for 40 minutes? It just wasn't, it was out of sync. It wasn't working at all. But I thought that was a huge mistake by Lindy Ruff. I don't think it was fair to the two young players. And I don't think it was fair to Thompson. Not necessarily that he did it, but he did it without letting them practice together.
Last thing, on that same note, is it fair what's going on in the goaltending room right now? Because I see UPL out last night. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't need this guy to play right now. But Lions played well. I know that there's been some issues there. And I know health plays into this and illnesses and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel like, from my observation, the kind of holistically, Paul, that what they're doing at goaltending doesn't seem like it's benefiting the team right now.
Again, the Lions been great. I mean, he just had the one game where it looked like he was starting to fatigue, so he had a night off and played great the next game. He was phenomenal.
Okay.
He went save for save against Utah. He was great in that game. It was just the one game where he started showing fatigue, and maybe that's what Ruff was waiting to see. Is all right, when he starts showing fatigue, we'll give him a night off, and that's what they did. And that's when Luukkonen came in and played really, really well. But again, you know, the second goal on Luukkonen yesterday was a goal that he would want back. And the first one, as I said, championship teams get a big save there. You know, when you know, there's a mistake like that and you're on a power play and there's a breakaway, it's not an easy save. But you would want a big save from your goaltender there. If you're going to be an elite number one goaltender, you got to help your team out there. You got to bail your guys out. And he didn't. But at the end of the night, he only gave up two, you know,
That's right.
But still, it wasn't what you would want. But Lyon, I think, has been great. I don't think he's really slipped at all.
I agree with that. I guess I'm just wondering about just the rotation of them. And I know Ellis is there as well, and we saw some nice things from him. But you're right. He needs a night off. They have rotated each of the last four games, by the way. Lyon, UPL, Lyon, UPL. Back to Lyon, I guess, on Saturday night then, I would guess.
I would guess then. And Ellis finally dressed for a game. He hadn't dressed since, he had the back spasms. So Ellis did dress for the game as the backup for the first time since the back spasm. So that tells us that he's ready to hop in net if needed. I kind of thought he might play against his old team last night, but, you know, Lukanen was coming off a very good game. So I understand why. I mean, he's supposed to be their number one goaltender. So you saw a number one goaltender in the game before. So it's like, okay, let's see what we got here. Let's try it again. Well, you didn't see a number one goaltender last night. So what happens? All right, Lyon plays. Somebody's going to have to play either in Utah or in Denver. It's back-to-back. So is it Ellis? Is he going to get another opportunity? Or are they going to see where Lukanen's at? He's saying, all right, he just had one bad game, one good game. Where is he at? But somebody's going to have to play other than Lyon in that two-game against Utah and Denver in the back-to-back situation.
Paul, what's the first Bills-Dolphins game you remember?
Bills-Dolphins game? Do I have to date myself? I can go back to the 60s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I do remember the colors of the game, Miami, and, you know, the dolphin in the pool. And
the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, the Orange Bowl and Howard Twilley and that group. I think they might have had a guy named George Wilson at quarterback at some point back then.
Wow.
I don't know if Greasy was in the 60s. I know he was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if it was.
And you remember the 20 straight in the 70s, obviously.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Remember that. There's no question about that, but, so I guess I date myself a little bit.
It's all right. Joe Ferguson was the legend of the game last week with Jim Kelly. It's really good to see him on the field, by the way.
And, he's
the Bills' first quarterback I remember.
Yep. No, I remember Jack Kemp again. I don't remember much of, I don't remember him playing. I just remember the name, hearing Jack Kemp and Daryl LaMonica's name being brought up around the house. But, of course, back then you don't see that many Bills games because the home games aren't on TV. And, there's really not that big a coverage. The road games are on TV, but I was pretty young back then. I don't really remember too much of that.
I just remember the Orange Bowl, and it was always Cricky and Trumpy, right, doing the games with the Bills down in Miami growing up in the 1980s. Hey, Paul, enjoy your weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. And, of course, at PHAM1717, WGR550.com. Thanks a lot, man.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Hamilton. And, of course, his appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. A quick timeout here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. We'll get to hour number two, 11 a.m. hour, is when Sean McDermott joins us here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.